Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter 219, the provision of fasting before Ramadan, after the 15th of Shaban, except for the one who fasts before the 15th as well, or the one whose habit was to fast on certain days such as Mondays and Thursdays. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yataqaddamanna ahadukum Ramadan bi sawmi yawmin aw yawmayn illa an yakuna rajulan kana yasumu sawman falyasum dhalik. Muttafaq alayh. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you shall fast one or two days before the commencement of Ramadan, unless it is a person who used to fast on such a day. He may fast that day. Bukhari Muslim. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تصوموا قبل رمضان وصوموا لرؤيتي وأفطروا لرؤيتي فإن حالت دونه Abdullah ibn Abbas narrates that the Messenger of Allah said, do not fast before Ramadan. Commence fasting at the sighting of the new moon and then fasting at the setting of the new moon. If clouds prevent you from sighting it, the new moon, complete 30 days. Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا بقي نصف من شعبان فلا تصوموا رواه الترمذي. Abu Hurairah the Messenger of Allah said, when half of the month of Shaban remains, do not fasting after 15th of Shaban. Nabi al-Khizan, Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala, man sama al-yawm alladhi yushakku fihi faqad asa Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rawa Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi qala hasan al-Sahih. Hazrat Abu al-Khizan, Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whoever fasts on the day of doubt, 30th of Shaban or 29, has most certainly disobeyed Abu al-Qasim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're not supposed to fast on the 30th of Shaban, unless you fasted all Mondays and Thursdays, so obviously you'll fast on Mondays and Thursdays. The first hadith of Bukhari Muslim says, فَلْيَسُمْ ذَلِكِ. You fast that day, because you fast every Mondays and Thursdays, you're allowed to fast. I mentioned in Jummah this hadith, and I said that, sometimes people say, Alim says, it's jais for me, not jais for you. It's permissible for me, not for you. The person gets upset. Why are you getting upset? You only know this. Well, Rasulullah was commanding here, you don't know why I'm fasting. I'm allowed to fast because I fast on Mondays and Thursdays. You don't fast on Mondays and Thursdays. You started fasting after the 15th of Shaban, because he even says not to start fasting after 15th of Shaban. See, that's wrong. Like the sunnah of this month is to fast more than any other month. But this is just, inshallah. So if a person does not fast on Mondays and Thursdays, you shouldn't think, oh, tomorrow might be Ramadan, so I'll fast. Yawm al-Shak. Doubt. There's no such thing as doubt in deen. Either it's Ramadan, it's not Ramadan. You can't have, oh, it might be Ramadan, so I'll fast. There's no such thing as might. You can't say, it might be Fajr Salat, so I'm reading Fajr Salat. I am reading Fajr Salat. Khalas. Allah nibbalistik.